Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Real talk. Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome
to
you can sip with us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
I'm so excited for it's today.
Time. I know. These are my favorite episodes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we were just recording the intro saying like the very beginnings and how excited we are for this episode because our favorite standing guest is in the house.
Just, like, one of my favorite humans. I just love her. It's our resident spiritual medium, Erica. If you're new to the pod, we've done, I don't know, this is probably our like sixth, something.
Oh my gosh.
Meeting together.
Can you believe?
I know.
I'm so lucky.
Isn't this so cool?
So lucky that we met. And now like we have this incredible like relationship. And when I get, you know, when someone calls me for a reading and I'm like, how'd you hear about me? And they're like, Colleen and Ashley. I'm like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
I already love them. You know,
it's
a cool thing.
We have
everybody
a good squad here.
So obviously Ashley and I are so excited. But when we shared on our Instagram that we had an episode upcoming, Ashley said, hey, if you have something that you'd like to ask spiritual medium Erica, please share it. And then half of the things were like, I don't have something to ask her. I'm just so excited that she's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So the response to you here, like beyond our connection, the three of us is like, it's a cool thing. Everybody just loves you.
Yeah.
That's
but
so
just
nice.
Love you.
If this is
That's
your
amazing.
First episode hearing Erica, why don't you do a quick intro of like what you, because you're a medium, not a psychic, right? It's like, do a little quick intro on what you do.
Yeah, I love that. And when someone asks me that, I laugh a little bit because, and I'll tell you a really quick story. I promise it's fast. But my son yesterday was like, Mom, I called you from camp. Why didn't you pick up? Because I have my phone on silent when I'm reading.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm really sorry, but I was literally talking to a dead person.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm really sorry, but like, I can't tell them to hold.
Yeah.
And he was like, I totally understand, Mom.
Oh,
I totally get it.
Oh,
so
God.
It's just funny when, you know, people ask me, what do you do? I'm like, well, I talk to dead people all day. All my coworkers are dead and I sit alone in a room and talk to myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's really simple.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of the jokey version. But I mean, if you haven't heard me before, I am a spiritual medium and it's different for me than a psychic medium because I mediate information that comes from spirit for the person that I'm reading for. Mm-hmm. So sometimes psychic predictions come through. Absolutely. Right?
Really?
If the person needs to hear that. Mm-hmm. If the person needs to hear that. And, but ultimately, I really just hold space for people and connect into spirit. So the best way I can describe what I do is like, I think of what I do as a radio. So every single person has their own station, right? So you each, you know, everyone listening and both of you and everyone has their own connection to the spirit world without me. Mm-hmm. They are with their angels. They are with their spirit guides. They are with their loved ones who've crossed over and their higher self and their animal spirit guides. They're with them, not me, thank God, or else I would really be in trouble, right? Mm-hmm. So when I read for people, they give me permission and I kind of turn on my on switch, which I have an ability to do, and then I tune into their station. And I listen and I listen in, and what comes is what they are meant to hear at that time in their life. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's loved ones who've crossed over. Sometimes it's powerful messages to serve them in their life. Sometimes it may be a psychic message. It really, and I know it kind of sounds like I'm just saying this, like every reading is so different. Every reading is so different, mm-hmm. you know, and they really are different, and it's whatever comes through. And I feel really safe in doing this work because I've been doing this, devoted my life to mediumship, and I've been doing this every single day, day after day for 15 years. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I'm a spiritual medium and all kinds of amazing things come through. And, as I have moved forward in what I'm doing, it has continued on into spiritual teaching and courses and all kinds of things. So it's been a ride and it's been a journey, and my whole life is basically a surrender type, a huge lesson in surrendering.
Yeah.
You know, it's so interesting because when we very first met with you, we've always known that Colleen is more, it seemed like she was more intuitive, right? There was more into it with her. And then you had a course on how to kind of tap into your intuition. And I always thought it was like you either have it or you don't. I didn't realize that it was a skill you can cultivate. I didn't realize, you know, that you could like open yourself up to this. And so I am at a very different place in my journey than when we first met. And I do feel like I'm much more intuitive now. I don't hear any voices. I don't speak to anybody. But I now think my inner knowing, right? Like if there's that gut instinct or that feel, like right now, what I'm going through is some social media stuff where I have zero desire to be on there and my engagement keeps falling. And when that first started happening, I was like, what's going on? This is bad. And now I'm like, I think this is like my guides or the universe or whatever that is saying, like, it's not feeling aligned with me anymore. And the engagement's falling off. So no longer am I freaking out. I'm like, this is nudging. This is them communicating.
It's not falling off. It's you evolving.
Right. And it's like them, it, right? Them helping like, me do it, right? Because if the engagement was still high, like as high as it was a few years, I might still feel like I needed to do something there. But it's like they're, it's almost like I'm using that as my intuition to be like, okay, this doesn't feel right. And I think you guys are helping me show that this is not aligned anymore. I don't know. So that's like, I feel like there's a whole spectrum of intuitiveness and you're the most connected to the other side. But for me, it's been really cool for my own spiritual relationship to evolve like that.
Well, it's also interesting with what you're saying, because I don't think anyone is doing that for you, the social engagement. Mm. That is just another lesson to show you how powerful you are and how powerful your energy is. And that is one of the miracles and the magic of working with spirit. That's one of the best things I get to do is to serve people along with spirit and show them how incredibly powerful they are. Yeah. When you start to withdraw your energy from something, it responds, right? The universe responds to the nature of your song. Mm-hmm. The universe responds to the nature of your song. So for you, Ashley, it's like an awakening and understanding how incredibly powerful you are and where your mind goes, your life flows.
Yeah.
It's law. right?
Right.
Where your mind goes, your life flows, and your mind is taking you to other places. You're withdrawing your energy from social media and it's responding. And nobody's doing that for you. You're doing that yourself. That's how powerful you are. Your angels, your spirit guides, your loved ones in spirit, they are not your puppet masters.
Interesting. Okay.
No, they are there to serve you, assist you, and help you. They're not controlling your life.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. So the other thing too, you were saying spectrum with connection. First of all, everyone can connect to spirit. Every single person on this planet. Everyone already does. They just don't realize it.
Yeah.
You're already connecting to spirit. And, you know, thank God we're not all supposed to be mediums, right? We need, need a lot of other professions, right?
Yeah.
So not everyone, of course, not everyone is meant to be a medium, but I am not more connected than anyone else. Everyone is connected to spirit, right? Mm-hmm. But like, I think about, you know, everyone has different skills, different abilities, different life's path and purpose and things like that. But everyone can tune in and listen in and can connect to spirit and connect to their own incredible, powerful inner voice. Absolutely. Yeah. Without a doubt.
Mm. So for today, we have, this is really like kind of an episode really for our listeners. We got some listener questions on Instagram, some emails. And then, you know, we thought we'd also just kind of like chat and see what comes up on for the listener community or like for the three of us. But before we dive into any of that, like, how are you? How have things been? Like, what's new? You know,
I've got good stuff. When you were like, when we're just chatting, I'm like, oh yeah, I got good stuff. I got good stuff.
Is it flowing?
But yeah, that is so nice. Thank you. I'm doing so, so well. And, things are very well. I am like reigniting my podcast. That was another thing we're talking about, releasing things, you know. Mm-hmm. You know how everyone talks about like manifesting and things like that, right? That's awesome.
Yeah.
And there is a component to manifesting that people talk about, this idea of surrender. We were already talking about that. And it's so funny because the things that I actually surrender, I'm like, oh, I get how that works. Like sometimes I think I'm surrendering. I'm like, it's okay. I'm going to give it to God and see what happens. Is it happening? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we're like pushing and like squeezing the shit out of it, but we're like pretending to surrender. Right. And with the podcast, which was kind of cool, is I literally was like, yeah, I think I'm done. I don't know. If it calls me back, it'll come back. It was so like I let it go and then it, you know, pulled me back and so many people wanted me to bring it back. So it was kind of a cool lesson. So I'm kind of sinking my teeth back into that. It feels really, really good. So I'm back in my podcast, You Are Not Alone.
Love that. I just
was on Gaia TV, which was really, really fun in Colorado.
Cool.
So yeah, that was great. And mostly reading and also focusing on courses. But courses are funny because I just completed another course called The Way. And whenever I'm like to spirit, I'm like, okay, let's do another course.
Yeah.
And it will be like crickets.
Really?
Crickets. And then literally on a random day, I will just pull out a huge whiteboards and I'll pull out the whiteboards and my guides will literally be like, okay, are you ready? And I'm like, oh, what? For what? And they're like, start writing. This is what you're going to teach next. And it just like downloads.
Wow.
So people are like, when are you going to have this kind of course and this kind of course? I literally am like, I don't know. And it's not a shtick.
Yeah,
I'm not just saying it because it's
like
cool.
I just kind of work here for my guides. Like
totally.
You're punching up the wrong tree.
Yeah,
totally. So I am really at this point, and you know, you're asking how you're doing. I'm great, and it's like I'm just kind of like letting a lot of things flow right now. Whereas before, I was really kind of molding them, and I still have intentions and focus, and I work intently. And so on, but there's a lot of release and surrender and just kind of allowing spirit to use me and have its way with me in a positive way. Mm. So it feels good and it feels different as like a very intense Scorpio. I'm not always used to doing that. So
yeah.
All is well. All is well. Thank you for asking.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a weird segue, but have you ever bailed on a party because you're so bloated that you'd have to wear sweatpants out? Hey, no shame. Ritual literally created Synbiotic Plus with that weird gut stuff in mind. It contains clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic to support a balanced gut microbiome. Ash, you've been on a gut healing journey for a while. I am kind of just starting mine, and it's actually because of you learning how important gut health is, the gut-mind connection. And that's why when this partner came to us, we immediately jumped on it. Hell yes. Definitely want to try it.
Yeah, and I had heard about them. A lot of people that I know use them and love Ritual. So yes. I was excited to try it for myself.
Ritual is a daily 3-in-1 prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic with two of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains to support the relief of mild and occasional bloating, gas, and diarrhea. Why include a postbiotic? So I'd never heard of a postbiotic, but it provides fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining and supports a healthy gut barrier. Win-win. It's all nested in this cute little minty capsule. No refrigeration needed. So it's easy to take with you when you travel and you have everything in one spot.
It's also one of the things I love about it is it has a delayed release capsule designed to help survive the harsh conditions of the upper GI tract for delivery to the colon. Because one of the things about a lot of prebiotics is the bacteria dies before it even gets into your gut where you want it to be. So the way that they've encapsulated it makes it an ideal place, you know, for the probiotics to get into the gut and grow and thrive. Synbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. There's no more shame in your gut game. That's why Ritual is offering our listeners 20% off your first month. Visit ritual.com/sip to start Ritual or add Synbiotic Plus to your subscription today. Should okay. we do some, yeah,
some listener stuff?
Yeah. Okay,
so this came up a couple episodes ago. Ashley and I know that we've asked you this before.
Okay, talk
and
to
we
me.
Couldn't remember your answer.
Oh God, and then, I hope I say the same thing.
And
then
multiple
before.
I'm sure you will. And then multiple people wrote in about this.
Oh.
Bugs. Spiders. Oh. I had my dog eat a spider yesterday. It was in my office. She's a wiener dog. She'll eat anything. I pointed to the spider. She ate it. My dad killed a rat the other week, is getting into his garden. There's like flies, you know, that die every day.
Yeah.
Talk to us about souls. Does everything have it, including like a little fruit fly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, so you're talking about killing bugs.
I guess killing bugs, but more so like, does everything have a soul? Does everything in this world have a soul, including like little flies or?
Yeah, I feel like we did talk about this before. And I know a lot of people that don't kill bugs.
Yeah.
A lot of people that don't kill bugs.
Yeah.
And that would never, haven't you guys, did you guys ever see that movie 7 Years in Tibet with Brad Pitt?
No.
I don't remember if I
okay,
have.
So it's this movie. I promise it's relevant, but it's this movie called 7 Years in Tibet. And Brad Pitt goes to Tibet. I forget who he was, so bear with me on the foggy details. But they're basically building something in Tibet. He's like a white man coming from here, or England or whatever, to Tibet. And they're building this church. Let's say a temple, right? I forget what it was. And it took them a long, long, long time to build this place because the monks, the Buddhist monks that were helping them build it, they can't kill worms. So when they were trying to dig start the foundation, they
nearly
had
impossible.
To sift through and pick out every single worm. Whoever has seen this movie is going to say, okay, Erica, you got it wrong. It wasn't a temple. It was a this. I know the details are foggy, but I will never forget watching this movie and seeing those Buddhist monks sit there and sift out every single worm. Mm. And so it was like impossible to make, you know, to build something there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Listen, there is all kinds of beliefs about all kinds of things. Every religion answers this question. Everything answers this question. For me as a medium, I've been shown that there are so many different levels of awareness and levels of reality. It's really what you think, go with that. But I mean, yes, things have a mind and a soul, but do I personally kill bugs? I mean, I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I also eat meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So my husband, by the way, does not kill bugs.
Really?
He was like, why would you do that to this little guy?
Yeah.
And like picks it up and puts it outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. You have to align with what you think is right. There's many different realities happening all at once, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's many different realities.
That's crazy to me.
There's many different realities. There's many different elements. There's so much more happening that we could even fathom in our brain, and we're not supposed to, because our souls chose to come here in this reality at this time to learn a series of lessons, to find out what our purpose is, and to shine that purpose. Mm-hmm. So if you know, people always ask me like, what about aliens? I'm like, what about them?
Yeah.
I mean, is that really like, right. Okay, sure. Let's talk about aliens. But like, is that going to make you feel good? Or is this, you know,
it's like be creepy. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, absolutely. No, we're not the only things around. You guys know that. Come on. You know what I mean? Yes. Do spiders have, you know, where they came from in souls? Absolutely. But you have to understand a gnat's incarnation. I mean, they live and die in a day.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. A spider, they don't, you know what I mean? These things come in and they come out, and maybe you killing them was their destiny.
Yeah. I like thinking about it that way.
And you helped them. Yeah. Right. So listen, yes. Do things have souls? I mean, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you have to do with that what you will. I mean, I go down the rabbit hole a lot, you guys. I'm like, start thinking about, you know, eating meat. And then I'm like, but this jacket is Zara. So who made this jacket? Mm-hmm. And have you seen the factories? And, you know, it's like the mind starts to go down. You have to find a way to choose the things that are good for you. I mean, always be conscious, always be a conscious person, you know, but, So I hope I said that the same.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did.
So much pressure. So much pressure.
I think because I remember you saying like, oh, you know, you have such a bunch of energy, Ashley. And I think we asked about like killing spiders or something. Mm-hmm. And I said something like that was if I was in a spider's body or a fly's body, take me out. Send me home. Let me pick something else, you know? So,
Well, it's very quick.
Yeah.
Those lives are very quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they are. I mean, they're very, very quick lives. And, you know, you can also think about, you know, you can also bend your mind a little bit thinking like, okay, so maybe that one in particular didn't have a soul because it came into my life to show me I was brave or because I could get rid of it, or it came into my life for this, or, you know, the spider came into my life because spiders are a symbol of writing and creativity. And it was supposed to remind me of that. You know, you can also bend your mind to kind of have different answers as well.
Yeah.
But I mean, yes, things that are living have a soul.
Mm. So we got a few questions around this. I'm going to make it sort of a catch-all question for you. You mentioned at the beginning of this episode that we all have the ability to tap into our guides, basically. Got several questions around, you know, someone wrote in that they had a parent who died suddenly. Are they okay? Someone who had their son who passed at the age of 22, are they okay? A lot of questions around like, how do I connect with loved ones on the other side? Someone asked, how do I know that my dad is in heaven? So there's lots of questions like this. So to tie this all up into one question, it's what is the best way to feel close with people on the other side who we are missing, who we have questions about, who we want to feel close to, even though they're not physically here?
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a really quick question?
Mm-hmm.
Did she say that her 22-year-old son died in an accident or?
He passed at the age of 22 5 years ago. Didn't say how.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And this was these were multiple questions from Instagram that I sort of looped into one.
No, I know. I just, I wish I knew because then I got a little bit of a hit off him. But know, whoever this is with the 22-year-old son, he is totally, totally fine. And he is he is around. That's his mom, right? His mom?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has come around her so much. He's so. I just got such a big hit off his sadness, seeing his mom sad. And he's just, doesn't want her to be that way. And he loved her. And he feels that she did so much for him and was so there for him. He wants her. He doesn't want her to be sad. And he's absolutely okay, but he's sad with her sadness. But he did make it over and he is okay. So if she happens to listen, just know that your son loves you very, very much and he's okay.
Oh, I
wish I had more information because sometimes I need that person's first and last name just to make sure I'm aligning the right spirits.
Okay, but so the person who wrote this, I do see Clarice. Clarice is the name of the person who wrote this.
Yeah, I just same like –
yeah,
it's just the connection is so strong with this guy and he loves his mom so much and she really gave a lot for him. And I, you know, her question was, is he okay? It's like, absolutely. But he has so much sadness and guilt surrounding his passing for her. Okay. So there are so many ways that you can tune in and feel close to your loved one. And there's many, you know, things you can do. You know, you can put a picture of them up and light a candle next to them and think of them. There's all kinds of those types of things. But the best way, if you're having any kind of difficulty connecting with that person, is just pause trying to connect and just work a little bit on your ability to kind of quiet your mind down a little bit. So if you can find a way that you feel like you can connect with yourself and quiet your mind, that's the first step, right? So when we're super upset and we're in chaos and we want to connect and it's hard for spirit to work with us because we're so loud.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So if you're really wanting to make that connection, you're having trouble making the connection, there's many, many steps, but the first step would be to find what works for you to cool down your mind a little bit so that you can listen, right? So like, is it walking in nature for you that calms your mind? Is it closing your eyes and taking some deep breaths? Is it yoga? You know, what is it? What cools your mind down?
Mm.
And then when you feel a little more aligned, then you can go in more and work with feeling the energy of the person. So that's kind of going then, you know, sometimes spirits say to go and find a picture of them and think of your best time with them and look at them and think of that time and close your eyes and remember your time together and remember that what you guys were saying and what you were wearing and look at them and look at the picture. And in essence, you're, I don't like the word conjuring, but you're basically evoking their feel, you know, your feelings with them. And in that memory, in that joy, you will feel them. You will feel them. So many times loved ones say, you know, you always are replaying my passing, my sickness, how I died over and over again. You feel guilty. Was I not there? Was I there? And it's like, that's all you were playing. What about our life? We had so many good things or great talks or remember that amazing trip we took before we fought or whatever it may be. Go in, get yourself grounded, and then get yourself to a higher vibration with that person by remembering a great moment, a joyful moment.
And
then that's where you can meet them.
Yeah, you can't die with them.
Raise your vibe and then go in and meet them.
Yeah.
So then the other thing you can do also is when you think of them and you're thinking of them, look outside. What do you see? It's amazing how many times that they will send you signs when you're feeling good. Right? When you're feeling good, you kind of got yourself grounded. You quieted the mind. You went in. You pulled out your best memory. You're feeling good feelings. You start to feel their energy. Look outside. What do you see? What just went by the window? Was it a bird? You know, look around. Oh my gosh, there's a random penny on the ground. That's crazy. Yeah. You know what I mean? What do you see? Was there a butterfly that went by? Did the breeze just blow? You know what I mean? Did you just see a star and then it went away? Look around when you're thinking of them, when you're connecting with them. That's your sign with them. People love to have signs. Look for it. It's there.
I love that. And this is a good transition into an email that we got from Sarah. I sent you her last name earlier on Instagram.
Okay, I'm gonna look right now because.
And this is the email. Good morning, ladies. I have a question for Erica that I've been struggling with for a while. My mom passed 12 years ago from cancer. She was sick a lot of my life. My dad passed 3 years ago from the same cancer, and I can't seem to move on. They were the best, but I feel stuck. My mom never got to meet my boys. She actually thought we would never have kids. I have a wonderful husband and two sweet boys who I love more than life itself, but I don't know how to move forward. Each day I go through the motions. I have faith that they are together and I know we will be reunited one day, but most days I live scared. I feel lost. A piece of me is missing and I don't want to live in fear of death each and every day. I feel like life is passing me by. I see signs all the time, especially cardinals. I'm pretty sure it's them.
There you go.
Thanks so much for listening. Y'all are amazing.
Yeah. So a couple, I mean, so many things came up. I mean, I wish I had an hour with her right now. So many things come up when I hear her voice. So first of all, I love the red cardinal is such a powerful symbol. It's red, the symbol of love, freedom. What number one, I'll just tell her right now is like, what I love is so many people ask me if their people are together, like their grandma and grandpa or their dad and mom. And like, sometimes I'm like, sorry, like I don't always see people together and people get so upset. And like, what's so crazy is these two smiling, shining people are totally together. Oh. And it's so awesome. And they're just like, you know, that song, Shining Happy People.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's the song that came to mind when I saw them. They just have the smiliest, biggest face. And like, you know, what's amazing, you said this was Sarah, right? It's like, she was their greatest gift. They love her. They were obsessed with her. She was their blessing. Mm. And they feel like, you know, now it's like they became her curse. And that is heartbreaking to them. Can she look, wow, we had this amazing connection. God put us together. And it's like, that was such a plus. And she has turned it into now they're her curse. And they're so sad because they loved her so much. They're obsessed with her boys. And what's so interesting, one of her boys looks so much like one of her parents. I mean, I'm looking at her boys. I'm like, oh my God, they look so alike. It's crazy. I think the dad and one of the boys look a lot alike. She maybe even named it after, I don't know, but
it's,
they are so, so around her. And what she is, and what she's dealing with is she's having a trauma response every single day. She is in response to the trauma. And so when we're in response to trauma, we are waiting for the other shoe to drop all the time. So we cannot move forward. Right. So it's like, I am in trauma response. Something terrible is going to happen. And so I'm going to live like just in defense. Something terrible isn't going to happen. And Sarah, nothing bad is going to happen to you. You've caught your fill, babe. This was terrible that they crossed and you missed them so much. Nothing bad is going to happen. And her parents are all around her. And I will tell her she is going to die. But not anytime soon. She's going to be an old, you know, kvetchy. I don't know if you guys know what kvetching is, but it's Yiddish. But anyway, she's going to be an old kvetchy lady, you know, one day. She's going to be very old. She's not dying anytime soon, and neither are her kids. I also don't see Sarah dying of this cancer, by the way. There's no pass down of the same cancer. So she's going to be okay. And it is so sad she lost both her parents, but now she's given these beautiful kids, this husband. I actually really like her husband, which is great. I read for so many people and I'm like, oh, this is not going good. This is not going good, you know? Yeah. And I love her husband. She has so many blessings and she's allowed to be sad. My God. Yes.
Yeah.
But she cannot stop here. She has to keep going. That was their path. That was their time. She has her own path and her own time. It is not her time, but it was theirs.
So Chris lost his dad a while ago. I have a good friend, a very close friend. She lost her dad very suddenly to illness. And I think when you have kids, you know, Chris's dad never met Ben and Ellie. My friend Annie's dad never met her kids. I'm thinking about Sarah with her two beautiful children. You know, her parents didn't know if she'd have kids, and now she has these two boys. You know, birthdays come up for, you know, the parents who've gone, or like sometimes like I just feel like mad that Paul, Chris's dad, isn't here to see, because he would have gotten such a kick out of Ben and Ellie, you know? And I'm sure that like there could be feelings from Sarah besides the trauma response of just like, God, they're missing out. Like, I'm just mad, you know? And even if they're here, it's still this feeling of like they're not here. So do you have any like words or things just kind of around that for like how to deal with just like kind of just being pissed that you feel like you got robbed of that experience, you know?
Absolutely. And like, you know, no matter how many mediums, say Sarah would see, how many times she reconnects with her parents, how many times she gets validation that they're seeing her kids, you know, grief and suffering, it's there is no way out. Only through. And it's so, so hard. And like, you know, I had my best friend from when I was 18 months old. I don't know if I've talked to her about on here with you guys before, but my best friend from when I was 18 months old, we were sisters, soulmate, everything. We were extraordinarily close. And she committed suicide. And about a mile from my house.
Whoa.
And, you know, when I'm here as Erica, you know, I just cry and I'm angry and I'm destroyed and distraught and it's just horrific, just on so many levels. And then I calm myself down and I elevate my energy and I commune with her now. And first of all, she always had long, long brown hair. She cut her hair. She's so sassy now. She has like a little short bob thing going on. She looks great. And we chat. And it's all good. Mm-hmm. Life is just, it's a moment. We get to go and explore and experience. And then we all go. Mm-hmm. She's okay. And when I connect with what is real and where she is now, you know, she had to wrap things up. It was her time. She needed to wrap it up here. And move on. Mm-hmm. And when I connect with her now, I'm like, oh, right. Yeah, it's cool. We're all just together. We're all one. We're all connected. We're all just vibing. It's like, listen, she is not here. That part of our connection is over. That piece, but it goes on. Mm-hmm. Like this beautiful Sarah, I mean, her parents are going to be waiting for her. Her parents see her kids all the time. Mm-hmm. She's having a totally different experience, but nothing can take away the fact that her parents aren't here anymore. I mean, there's nothing that can take that away. No matter how many spiritual books you read, how much understanding of spirit you are, I still get devastated at the loss of my friend. But if you can just give yourself that little window that they're okay, that was their time, right? That was when their soul had to move on and elevate. It's like, if you can just get in that window a little bit, you'll feel a little bit of relief.
Okay. One more listener question, and then I will wrap it with the thing I really need your take on. And it's a lighter thing. It's a lighter thing, but we need you to have the final word on it.
I thought you were going to ask me about the submarine or something.
No.
Before you said lighter, I thought you were going to be like, tell me about the submarine. And I'm like,
no,
oh,
that has been way too heavy this week.
I know.
For those of you,
I'm not laughing at that, but I'm laughing that it came to my mind.
Oh my God.
Because it's been in the ether, you know?
Everywhere. It's been everywhere. Okay, so this is from Stacy, and I feel like a lot of people can relate to this. Hi, Ash and Call. Ashley mentioned on stories Erica was coming to the pod. Okay, in a soul's journey, can it get stuck on the wrong path? Or does the soul always autocorrect? Is a bad decision always just a lesson? Or can it actually interfere a soul's journey?
Wait, I don't understand. So can
something happen and we make a mistake and then set ourselves kind of on the wrong course? Yeah. Or will we like always kind of find our true north? Like even if we go off course, can we always find our true north or can we like kind of miss it? Can we miss it completely? Can we miss true north completely?
Mm. Yeah. Ooh. You can. You come back around again. Totally.
Until you get it right.
I mean, until you want to do, you know, there is no person that's puppet mastering us. Like, no, you get back down there, you bad, bad soul. There's nothing like that. Yeah. Like, you know, yeah. Oh my God. Shit. Yeah. People miss shit all the fucking time. Yes. Yeah.
Well, like
I give readings all the time where I see people missing stuff. It's really, really intense.
Do you tell them if they're missing something?
Yeah. Oh my God. That's half of what I do.
Yeah.
Half of what I do is I see people standing at a doorway.
Yeah.
To their real life. And it's like, listen, you don't have to do anything. You're just fine how you are. But I mean, there's a door there. You want me to tell you what I see?
Yeah.
Right. Whoa, it's amazing. Right. That is literally my course. The way is about opening the door, getting to the door and moving the blocks that are in your way to the door so you can open it and move on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, yes, you can absolutely miss your path for sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I think that that's a really interesting concept that like the universe supports us, God supports us, you know, that we're not alone, but also we have autonomy too over our lives, right? Like I asked you this question when it came to, because when I think our first reading was when you said, I see you with three kids, like, and I was like, well, I had a miscarriage. You're like, no, I see you with three babies in your arms. And then I asked you, because I had my tubes tied. Did I mess things up? And you said, if there's a, and just this is an example that came to my mind, right? But like, if that soul is supposed to be, they'll find another way to be in your vicinity, basically. So, but I've asked you that question in regards to a couple other things too. So I think it's interesting to hear you so definitively say like, yeah, you can mess it up, whatever the lesson was that you were supposed to learn or whatever that part of your journey was supposed to be.
Yeah, a lot of this is choose your own adventure. And a lot of this is finding out what your purpose is, right? Does it mean that if you miss something, your life is pointless? And no, you probably walked away with other lessons and other experiences. But do we always get that nugget? I mean, no, I think everyone is so different though, you know?
Yeah.
And some people, I think it's really important to remember, guys, so you don't feel like bad or anything. It's like, you know, sometimes I read for people and they came with like a million bajillion lessons to learn. They overdid it. They took too many courses, like in college, like they overdid it, you know, and it's a lot. Some people maybe come with one or two things to learn. The rest is up to you. You know, listen to your heart, listen to your soul, trust yourself, you know, you will find your path. But of course, can you sometimes miss things and stand in your own way? Absolutely. Does that mean you suck? You're a waste? Yeah, right. Of course not. You're experiencing other things. Anyone who's here on earth right now is a brave, brave soul. And that's the truth. Mm-hmm. It is really, really the truth.
Cerebral is a 100% online mental health service that offers therapy and medication management for anxiety, depression, insomnia, stress, burnout, and more. You guys know we take mental health seriously around here. I mean, it's actually literally my job. It's what I do all day because I think it's so important. And not only am I, you know, working with people in their mindset, but I pay to have it done for me as well. So Cerebral is here for anyone that's looking for help with their mental health in any capacity, no matter where you are in your journey. Cerebral helps people with, you know, as I mentioned, anxiety, depression, stress, insomnia, whatever it is you're dealing with. If you feel like you're experiencing burnout or processing a major life event, Cerebral is care that's ready for you. It's 100% done online. You'll just go on to a quick brief questionnaire and get matched to a care team based off your needs and preferences. And then through the Cerebral app, you can schedule your sessions, get your questions answered, and access additional mental health resources. Cerebral is one of the few services that provides medication management online through a licensed provider if clinically indicated. You'll connect with your therapist on your own schedule through your laptop or the Cerebral mobile app. You can schedule your sessions based on what's most convenient for you. You don't have to wait to be seen. 80% of members see a provider within 5 days. Affordable treatments that are one third of the price of traditional therapy is what you're going to find through Cerebral. They're available with or without insurance. And they understand that finding a therapist isn't a linear journey. If your therapist isn't a match for you, Cerebral will help you find a provider that meets your needs. Plus, 50% of Cerebral's clinicians self-identify as people of color. It's important to Cerebral to have the diversity so everyone can get the treatment they deserve.
Don't wait on this. Ashley and I are both huge advocates of making sure that if you need to talk to someone, that you do and you prioritize yourself. The times that I've gone to therapy when I've needed it, it has changed my life for the better. You can get an exclusive 50% off your first month of therapy by going to Cerebral.com/sip. That's Cerebral.com/sip for 50% or more off your first month of therapy. For quality mental health care that's accessible and affordable, join Cerebral today. Are we okay on time? Are you good on time?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Ash, were you going to say something?
Well, I was going to ask about your course, The Way, but did you have another listener? Oh, yeah, you have
I have one thing I got to send you.
Are you trying to get my digits?
I'm trying to get your digits.
It's been so long.
I know.
Here's why I don't like Zencastr. You know when you go to Target and you're like, I'm so cute, like in my little outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Target. And then you look in like the checkout the thing camera. And you're like,
whoa.
Like,
no.
And that's what Zencastr is for me. I'm like, this mm-hmm. bitch is straight tripping right now. Like, yeah. This looks terrible.
I look way better than this.
I'm like, you guys, if we met, I'd be so much cuter.
I have that moment when I'm getting my hair done, when they put the black cape like right on your neck.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking I'm looking good. And then that happens and they brush out my like hair that needs a nice chop. And I'm like, okay, this is really not cute.
So toe up. Like, I'm like, is this what I really look like? And then they put the foils in and I'm like, oh my God, this is
get
terrible.
Me out of here, man. I'm washed out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we have a little vacation home in Mount Hood, Oregon. Rhododendron, Oregon. So this is like out in the woods. Okay. And we have a nest cam on the cabin. And one night, Chris caught what you're about to see. So we've sent you this kind of before, like things the outside camera picks up, right? And it's like, oh, that's a bug, the way it's kind of like going clearly across the thing. But with this, as you watch, and we talked about this over on Patreon, for those of you who are listening to this, we also do episodes on Fridays over on patreon.com/youcansipwithus. And so this video, what's interesting about it is, and we posted it over there, we'll post this on our stories. There's this little sort of floating spot that doesn't look like it comes from the right side of the actual camera. It looks like it comes from behind the house. Is this just a mosquito? You know, mosquito season's bad here. Or is this something more? Because Chris is a skeptic and he's like, what did I just catch potentially? A whole lot of nothing?
It's so weird. It's so big.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what's kind of weird.
Yeah. Did we post this on Instagram yet? We should post this
video. Posted it on Patreon.
Oh, okay.
And the reaction on Patreon was, oh, that's something.
I have to tell you something. This is so fucking weird. So I get videos all the time.
Yeah.
Pictures all the time. A lot. And maybe twice did I feel something. Honestly, I really don't feel a lot from photos. I think there's dust. I think there's fog. I really just don't. Is this in the dead middle of the woods?
Like pretty much.
Yeah. I'm just laughing because I so badly want to just be like, yeah, it's dust, but I don't feel that way at all. I really don't.
That's what Chris felt.
I want to tell you that it's dust because 99% of the time it really is, but
yeah,
I just feel like these woods are very, very old.
They've got stories to tell.
I do. And I don't think there's a person walking by like, I'm going to go mess with their nest. Like, I really don't. I just think those woods, these are old woods for me. And these are, you said Oregon, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? These are just old, old woods. There is a lot of energy in that area and in those woods.
When we drive to the house, we drive like over this river. And when we are on our way, Chris and I both feel this way, like our blood pressure just like calming. Mm. It's a very like actually calming place for us. And like when we're there is like energy there.
I feel that very, very much here.
Yeah.
I really, really do. And I feel like it's just energy and there's imprints of energy around. Do you ever feel anything in the house?
Sometimes. And it's like, it feels like a real cabin experience, but it's always good. Like I always feel we're there, like when the fire's on and we're there, it's very connected to nature and it feels just like a special place in a kind of unexplainable way.
I think it is. And I think it's very thick with energy there, animal energy. I mean, we talked about fairies, you know, it's like earth magic energy. I feel a lot of former inhabitants of that area as well, even some native energy. I don't know if there are a lot of Native Americans in that area. I have no idea.
Me neither.
We should look, but there's a lot of energy walking through these woods. A lot. And I don't feel like, again, I don't feel like your nest caught a person walking by, but there is some movement and some energy happening there, you know? And the fact that you feel good there is super, super positive.
We also saw, we caught a, I'll send you the same.
You're like, it looks then like we caught this and there's like a man standing there.
Sell a vampire. No, like this isn't the Halloween episode, but this is freaky. No, I just sent you another video of like we caught a bear walking like almost in that same spot. Like just I just sent it to you, like right across the so I don't know what bear energy means.
There's like bear, that's my, I mean, you should see my walls. That's my main spirit guide. That's like the first spirit that ever came to me.
His name's Bear?
Besides, no, an actual bear.
Actual bear?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Wait, let me look at this.
Yeah, this guy came for a visit too recently. This all happened within like 2 weeks of each other.
Yeah, see, there's energy happening there. Oh my gosh. Hello.
Isn't he cute?
Oh my God. This is deep wood. You're like in deep woods.
Yeah,
this
is
like backwoods.
Yeah. No, and there's like a neighborhood, no, but there
of
are.
Of course. It's probably.
It is like
gorgeous.
Right on the edge of like all of these trails. It's like right on the river. It is.
I wonder what the history of that land is because it's super dynamic and it's so interesting. I cannot tell you how many videos I get. I'm like, nothing. I don't feel anything off that. It's not bad. It's not good. I just don't. And like, I saw that and I watched it like four times because I'm like, I definitely feel energy moving through this area, moving around this area. Absolutely. And again, I don't think you captured a person. I think there is a lot of energetic movement happening in those woods and layers, different layers of history and so on.
Very cool.
I really, really do. Cool. Now, I think also you built your house in a great area. I think someone could build their house in those woods and be absolutely terrified. I Very really cool. do. I think you're in a good plot of land. You got a good plot of land there.
Nice little section.
Yeah. I definitely heard a lot of stories. I'll have to ask the person before I would tell this story on a podcast, but I know someone that had to sell their house. They were being.
No way.
Oh my God. In the woods.
Okay. Maybe
Horrific.
Ask them.
Haunted.
And then we bring that one back for Halloween.
Yeah.
And we reconvene.
That. Let's put a pin in that. Let's Isn't that so annoying when people say that?
Yeah, let's circle back.
So let's circle back and put a pin in that for now. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you're like,
Okay.
Well,
Yes, Ash, go.
So I feel like this has been amazing. It's always like therapeutic, very, you know, the energy is just so good. And I feel like some people, especially since we read for listeners, might want to work with you. So I know you're on a wait list, but tell them how they can do that. And you've got that course that you mentioned, your new one.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. You can go on my website, ericagabriel.com.
With a K.
Erica with a K. It's Erica, not Erica. See the difference there?
No, oh, yeah. Oh, I very much.
Yes, but it's ericagabriel.com, and you can fill out a Google form to get on my wait list or just email my assistant, Jenna, info@ericagabriel.com. And then my course is on my website as well. It's called The Way, and they are tools and lessons to help you find the way to your purpose and your path and unblocking your path. And my podcast is called You Are Not Alone. And I hope you, like it if you listen.
Thank you so much for being here. You're such a special person. You're very special to us and to our whole listener community. And we just adore you. You can sip with us
always.
And all of you listening can sip with us always. We will see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
sign me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, Patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.